This is URN.
Good evening and welcome to The Pulse, URN's daily news show where we discuss the news that matters to you. My name is Elliot and I'll be your host for tonight. Joining me in the studio today is Ben, Tamara and Rebecca. Before we get underway, as always, a quick reminder to any listeners to follow our Twitter at URN1350 so you can keep up to date with any and all of our shows, as well as a sneak peek at our Pulse topics around 2 to 3pm every day prior to our show. Also, if you happen to miss a Pulse one day, but you found that the topics could be interesting, then we release a breakdown of the topics and our discussion on the most interesting topics that we discuss afterwards. So that can always be good. Final story now, and it is about petrol and diesel car sales that could be banned within the next 12 years. So the UK has planned a ban on sales of new petrol, diesel or hybrid cars that could start as early as 2032, Transport Secretary Grant Shapps has said. Last week, the government sparked industry concern after bringing the date forward from 2040 to 2035 in a bid to hit zero carbon emission targets. But Mr. Shapps told the BBC Radio 5 Live that it could happen even by 2032, which is 12 years away now. And obviously, that's a really big thing, trying to ban the sale of all carbon or carbon emitting, you know, petrol, diesel, even hybrid cars by in 12 years' time. Obviously, it's a huge shift in economically, industrially, and socially. 12 years is a very ambitious target. So, basically, my question is: do you think that? The questions are: do you think this is likely? Do you think this is it's achievable in these 12 years? Do you think it's the right step? And do you think this will? Who do you think this will affect the most?
Well, obviously, they have this. They have the target, and they keep bringing it forward. Obviously, it was originally 2040. Then they brought it back to 2035, and now they're suggesting possibly even 2032. And obviously, while it's good to be ambitious, at the same time, you don't want to get ahead of yourself and then basically miss your targets, because there's 8 years difference between 2032 and 2040. And obviously, the climate emergency that we're in, at the minute, kind of like necessitates that we take action like this in order to reduce our outputs and reach net zero carbon emissions. However, at the same time, I feel like this amount of promising kind of needs action, and however, I don't think that their action is going to be taken, because at the same time saying we will ban all, you know, petrol fuel cars by 2040, at the same time, if the government doesn't actually do, like, actively start trying to, like, looking for alternatives or funding the production of, you know, cheap hybrid and electric vehicles, then that's not going to happen, because then it will just kind of go down to, you know, energy companies and car manufacturers who don't really have an incentive to make it, you know, who have to don't have an incentive to make it kind of cheaply or quickly at the market rate. So obviously, you know, if the government wants to do something about this, then they will actually have to do something about this.
I also feel like this is going to really badly... Well, it's going to affect students, I think, quite badly, because most students, I don't think, buy brand new cars. They buy second-hand ones, and also people who live in rural areas. So, like, I live in Norfolk, and this... the idea of, like, electric cars being popular in Norfolk is not one that I see particularly soon. And I mean, it's okay if you live in places like London where you've got a lot of transport, and as ever, these are suggestions that I don't doubt are coming from places like London, which have lots of alternative transport suggestions, like, you know, you've got your tubes, you've got your overground, underground, like, it's all very well, but other places which are very reliant on cars, like, hopefully maybe this will mean more government investment in alternative transport. That would be a more realistic, I think, approach to this, rather than assuming that everyone's going to move to electric cars.
I think moving to electric cars, though, would be actually amazing. I think once they finally start taking down some of the costs of electric cars. For example, like replacing the engine of an electric car is apparently very expensive. But I think once they start taking that down, this could actually work so well. Like, if we can make the move from petrol and diesel to electric, then that will honestly change so much. And I think it could be really beneficial. But I think once, I think the costs of electric cars just needs to be kind of thought about. This needs to be thought about in relation to that by the government. They can't just go, everyone's moving to electric cars, because if it's too expensive for people, then people aren't going to be able to afford it. So this just won't work.
Yeah, and I think there is kind of some kind of perception gaps. And like Rebecca, you're absolutely right when it's for people in rural areas or, you know, anywhere that's not kind of like London or the southeast, which doesn't have as good kind of like commuter railways as the rest of the country. I think we've also heard from the government yesterday about, you know, they want to invest in buses. And obviously, not everyone can get the train. It's just like, look at High Speed 2 and think about the massive delays that that's caused and the prices that have gone up for it. And at the same time as it's needed to connect different parts of the UK. So obviously, like, it's great, let's ban, ban certain types of cars, but then obviously, yeah, like you said, when the alternatives aren't good and you kind of like get stranded and you kind of like live, maybe not even in the middle of nowhere, just kind of like in just like in a town, for example, obviously it's not ideal. And we also need to look at not just electric cars but other kinds of public transport. You know, buses are still on the whole kind of like petrol powered, and a lot of them, some of them are electric. We have electric ones in Nottingham, and so obviously that's great, but then not all of them are. And also trains as well, you know, a large part of our train network isn't electrified. And you know, if you go up to the north of England and you can see that on some of these really old trains, like you can see they're like the black like smoke and stuff coming out to the back of them and the petrol fumes and stuff like that. And it's like really horrible to look at if you're standing in the station and thinking that you might be bringing it in, but also at the same time how that's kind of like polluting the planet. So until we kind of like come up with alternatives such as like hydrogen fuel cells, which I know are being developed, we won't be able to achieve kind of like full net zero whilst we don't kind of like take in all these other options.
Do you think that maybe instead of a flat ban on petrol cars, maybe a government subsidy or tax incentive on production and research towards better, cheaper electric cars might be a better alternative, again, than just a flat ban?
Well, I think there will have to be a ban at some point, because unless you don't ban it, people won't stop. And I think
if you give them like a cheaper alternative,
I think there will have to be a ban at some point, but in order to facilitate and actually make it possible, there will, you know, have to be some kind of funding and subsidies for research. Because look, banning something costs you nothing, realistically. Like, actively doing it costs you nothing, but and actually, in order to achieve it, you're gonna have to spend money kind of like dealing with it, preparing for it, and also dealing with the costs afterwards as well.
I think some good ideas I've seen, well, in London, is like the low emission zone and the ULEZ zone, because like by charging people whose cars don't fit in a certain range of low emission, or I think it's something like that, to go into those certain areas, you're kind of like reducing the use of people with like petrol and diesel cars going into those areas. And then also maybe if it would be easier for them to get an electric car rather than to pay that cost, then you're sort of like scrapping it out, people getting that. So I think just maybe doing some more of those in other cities.
I would also just like quickly say that I think like a ban is definitely necessary at some point, but I don't know whether putting a target now is just a little bit ambitious. I also feel like maybe it's putting like the onus on the owner of the car rather than the government kind of taking a little bit more responsibility, maybe through subsidies. But also, like, I feel like, you know, there are always going to be groups like people, like disabled people. A lot of people need cars, so like, and also may not be able to afford get an electric car at this point. So I do feel like there needs to be other efforts like subsidies to help it.
Great. And that hits for the rest for the end of the show. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you found it informative, interesting. And well, we run the Pulse every day, 5 till 6, every weekday, 5 till 6. We do have shows over the weekend, but not the Pulse. We get a break. But yeah, we'll see you. We won't, but our next team will see you on tomorrow, because that's how this system works. But yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, and see ya. Yeah, bye.
This is URN.